American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
We're in our second decade on this Lead Slinger's microphone.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. X Insurance.
Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Love that reverb. Welcome inside Armed American Radio. Welcome to Armed American Radio, the weekly monster cast. I am Mark Walters, of course, on this Lead Slinger's platinum microphone here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. All of this being presented to the nation on well over 200 radio stations, hundreds of digital cable radio stations in cities across America. And we are here one day separating us from the election. And all of this is being brought to you today by X Insurance. More about X. Very powerful products for you. For you, not some third-party member stuff, but liability policies written for you from an AM Best A-rated carrier. More about that in the program. Can you believe this, that we are, this is almost surreal for me, because it seems like yesterday I was sitting in the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios with you, giving you my prediction on the election in 2016. And here we are, one day separating this broadcast and the 2020 elections. Can you believe it? It's crazy that it's here, but it does. It seems like yesterday that I was on this microphone with you, and I made my prediction. As I closed out that program in 2016 on Tuesday, I told millions, I told listeners, millions of Americans were going to wake up shocked. I said Trump plus 300 electoral votes. And I was right. Trump won with 306 electoral votes on election night. 306 electoral votes. I still have people, I kid you not, ask me to pick their lottery numbers for them. But I was right. Trump won that election with 306 electoral votes and nearly put that socialist demon Hillary Clinton in the mental ward. He proved them all. The fake news media, the fake pollsters, Hollywood loons. Think Rob Reiner and the rest of those losers. The lying, biased, fake news newspapers such as the Washington Post and, of course, the New York Times. He proved them all wrong. He buried them, and they're after him now like never before. And I will give you my prediction today. And again, of course, I'm going to do it on Election Day as well. Stay tuned for that. But I will be giving you my prediction on Tuesday's turnout here on this broadcast today. Obviously, today we're going to be covering the election as the main topic of discussion with my lineup. What does a socialist Biden-Harris victory mean for gun owners, for you across the nation, and the terrible decisions that you will be forced to make as a law-abiding American gun owner? You can recall for years on the program, I've been telling you, if they keep it up, good, decent, hardworking, law-abiding Americans are going to be forced to have to make a decision that you never thought you would have to make as a law-abiding American. That day could be just 2 days away from us. Think about that as we go through the program today. But that's, to me, it's I hate to have to tell you that. But for years, people would say to me, what do you mean by that? And my response, my honest response was, I don't really know. When we get there, I'll let you know. We're there. And we'll talk about that throughout the day. We'll talk about that with Mr. Gottlieb. But you may be forced to make decisions you never thought you should have to make ever as an American. And my lineup tonight sees a special guest host appearance for the next 2.5 hours, beginning at the bottom of this hour. Mr. Neil McCabe will be with me, longtime Washington, D.C. correspondent on this program, and my election genius go-to for years on the show. Together, we'll be talking with constitutional sheriff and fan favorite Sheriff Richard Mack, Dr. A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News. I'll get some downtime with Neil in the second hour of the program for about a half hour. Then we, of course, will have the classic Armed American Radio Roundtable with Neil, Justin Moon, and Lead Slinger's whiskey CEO and combat veteran, my good friend Brad Primo. And, of course, Justin is the CEO of Car Arms, so they will all be here today. This is going to be information today on the election that you won't get from any other pundit. You won't get it from any other show, not from the lens that we will view it for, or view it through, I should say, together here on Armed American Radio's Monster Guest. But joining me to start this ride off, the one and only, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, longtime contributor to the show, and my dear friend, Mr. Alan Gottlieb. Alan, we are here already, one day separating us from the polls opening. Can you believe it, sir?
Well, I don't know. I'm so glad. I'm going to be glad when it's over one way or the other, because I've been out there running my tail off in this election in battleground states, trying to help turn out the gun vote and working with gun owners for Trump. And it's just been very, very busy and very, very hectic. And, of course, as soon as the election's over, I got to start planning one way or the other for victory or loss and how our rights are going to be attacked or how we can advance our agenda and not be on defense but be on offense. So it's going to be crazy between now and Thanksgiving for me, for sure.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that, Alan. On a very serious note, you mentioned some very serious issues. You heard me say at the outset here of the program today that, and you've heard me say this for years on the show, that if the wrong thing happens, and I really didn't know, I wasn't being particular, I wasn't focused in on anything, just that gut feeling that if the wrong series of events happen in America, America's gun owners, good, decent, millions upon millions of us, good, decent, hardworking, law-abiding, tax-paying Americans are going to be forced to have to make decisions we never thought we'd have to make. Let me give you an example of that. As you well know, and maybe you can spend the next 3 minutes, maybe we'll start with that. Can you tell us what a Biden Harris ticket looks like for millions of gun owners in this country?
And you only have 3 minutes. It's kind of hard. So much
we have longer than that, but three in this break. Go ahead and start.
Well, he's going to nominate radical, constitutionally regressive, anti-gun rights federal judges, not just the Supreme Court, but all the way down the courts completely. He's going to act to ban common constitutionally protected firearms, magazines, and other arms. He's going to push to criminalize common transfers of firearms between friends and family members, further restricting our access to the right to keep their arms. He's going to abuse executive authority to ban the importation of firearms, ammunition, and accessories. He's going to infringe on core First Amendment rights by banning gun-related speech, computer design files, and 3D printing. He's going to ban the home building of firearms, a deeply rooted American tradition protected by the Constitution. He's going to direct reforms to the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms and the Department of Justice to expand enforcement of unconstitutional gun laws and burden retailers. He's going to direct the use of tens of millions of taxpayer dollars to fund anti-gun studies to support anti-gun policies. He's going to enact policies to eliminate the lawful acquisition of arms through modern sales channels. He's also going to enact legislation and take executive actions to compel states to require licenses before exercising fundamental enumerated rights. He's going to direct the FBI and the ATF to confiscate weapons from people they believe may be prohibited based on shoddy and inaccurate databases and bureaucratic whims. He's going to promote dangerous red flag prohibition and confiscation orders. He's going to radically expand the classes of persons federally prohibited from possessing firearms and ammunition. He's going to establish a task force to use people's speech against them, targeting those who say things in government's favor for bans and confiscation. He's going to punish gun owners who have children in a home. He's going to make gun ownership prohibitively expensive for the average American and accessible to only the wealthy. He's going to require gun owners to report lost and stolen guns, effectively victimizing them twice. He's going to direct the FBI to target gun purchases who failed the NICS background check and report them to state and local law enforcement, even if the background check result was false and based on inaccurate data. He's going to restrict the rights of the elderly and disabled by giving Social Security Administration the authority to effectively prohibit the purchases of firearms. He's going to repeal legislation that protects firearm manufacturers and retailers from frivolous lawsuits, forcing critical industry members out of business and closing small businesses. He's going to require all firearms to contain expensive and unreliable so-called smart gun technology. And that's just a starter, Mark.
That is a starter, listeners. What Alan just told you is what they refer to. Alan, they refer to that as common sense gun safety measures, what we just heard, don't they?
Well, that's what they refer to. I don't look at it that way. It's gun Armageddon is what I look at it as. They do everything they can to shut down the right to keep their arms in ways that they think can withstand court challenges in the court, and just pick away at it until your right to keep their arms is just a regulated privilege.
And if they win the Senate, which could be likely if Biden wins the presidency, they only need to flip 3 seats because Harris, believe it or not, would be the tiebreaker vote in the Senate. So that would only require flipping 3 seats in the Senate. And Alan, if they do that, they've already vowed to pack the courts. We know what they're going to do in the lower federal courts below the Supreme Court. This is an absolute unmitigated disaster for American gun owners and freedom. Is it not? 30 seconds. I'll let you take us to the break with that.
It most definitely is. And quite frankly, right now, we're running behind in the early voting. We need a giant turnout on Election Day to reverse this trend and put Trump back in the White House and protect our right to keep and bear arms.
The giant turnout that Alan is talking about will have to come. It has to be there. This is losable. Well, I believe we're going to win it. This is losable. This is losable. There's no question about that. There's going to be a lot of dynamics in play on Election Day. I've already voted. Have you voted? My daughter turns 18 tomorrow. She's already voted. If she's voted, you need to vote. Believe me, if you haven't, you've got to get out to the polls on Tuesday. One more segment with Alan Gottlieb. We're going to hear more nightmarish things. I hate to tell you, but you need to hear it. If it helps get you to the polls, so be it. Back after this.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
We'll be right back. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Back indeed. Welcome inside the Crossbreed Holster Studios, the Monster Cast Studios, Armed American Radio, on this Lead Slinger's Platinum microphone. All of this is being presented to you by X Insurance. I'll have a lot more to tell you about that as we progress throughout the show today. I've got some things I want you to think about, and very important issues that you need to think about, not just the election, but your life and everything else. We'll talk to you a little bit about X in just a little while. Let's go back with we got a very short segment left with Mr. Alan Gottlieb. Alan, welcome back inside the show, my friend. Alan, you've heard me say for years that Americans are going to be forced, good, decent people are going to be forced to make tough decisions in the near future. When you look at Joe Biden's website, the Joe Biden plan to end the gun violence epidemic, I've read it. I've lost count how many times I've read it. And the one thing that I have talked about on this show multiple times over is Joe Biden on his website says, get weapons of war off of our streets. I have talked to some experts around the country, and I don't think we have any weapons of war on our streets. The entire thing is a lie. But he starts with three very important things that he says he wants to do. The first bullet point under get weapons of war off of our streets is ban the manufacture and sale of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. You, sir, live in Washington State. You know the definition of an assault weapon is any semi-automatic rifle they say it is. Number two, they want to regulate all of those guns that we have out there in the wild under the National Firearms Act. That's bullet point number two. And number three is he wants to buy them back from you. That is the model for confiscation we saw in Australia and Great Britain, what Hillary Clinton herself praised as what something she would support here in the United States. Could it be, Alan, that I'm going to have to make a decision to break a law if I don't want to turn in a gun I own lawfully today?
Well, that's a decision you'll have to make, Mark, and lots of other people are going to have to make as well. You know, even you look at Australia today, the noncompliance rate is through the roof. So I'd expect the noncompliance rate in the United States to be through the roof, you know, exponentially so. It's going to be really interesting to see where they can go with that. And, of course, there'll be court challenges, and my hope is that our court challenges will win. Speaking of court challenges, the Second Amendment Foundation will be filing a very, very important new suit, maybe as early as tomorrow, but I can't talk about it until it's filed. But we have a very key, very important case we're filing that we're hoping will now get up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and we'll get a court decision help protecting the right to keep arms from people like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Alan, the courts, let's go back to the courts for just a moment, because if any of these cases work their way through the courts under a Biden-Harris administration and they do what they say they're going to do and pack the Supreme Court, what happens then?
Well, I think our whole society and our whole country is going to come unglued. I mean, things are really almost unglued right now with the rioting you're seeing in the streets, the arson, and you know, and the stuff breaking into people's houses and businesses. I'm really worried the fabric of our society is going to totally melt down, and that's why it's so important that Biden does not win.
All right, you know, that's a very somber thing to hear from Alan Gottlieb on Armed American Radio. And it's also something that we've talked about on the show many times in the past. We've danced around a lot of these issues that we may not be able to dance around again if the wrong thing happens on Tuesday. Alan, as you know, and I'm sure you've seen this, but an indication of that right now, Walmart has removed guns and ammunition from displays in every single store, supposedly.
Walmart reversed that policy. They are no longer going to do that. They're really worried about the riot and looting. Some of the stores have already seen. They don't want the guns falling into the wrong hands, but they've just reassessed that, and they're not going to do that.
Okay, that's positive news. I've not yet seen an update on that, so I'm glad you mentioned that. But I got to get this out from you, sir. I want people to understand your concern, your level of concern to us as gun owners is critical. So when I tell listeners that you are, in fact, our voice in the White House, Alan, we need that voice for the next 4 years. As we come down to the bottom of this hour, we've got about 3 minutes left. I kind of want to turn it over to you, and I want you to talk to gun owners as if you were talking to them one-on-one on the phone. What do you, besides the obvious vote, but what else can we do at this stage of the game right now to see that what you just mentioned does not happen in this country?
Well, any gun owner that's not voted yet has to make sure they get out and vote on Tuesday live in person. And drag everybody you know to the polls as well. Call all your friends, family, relatives, everybody you know that hasn't voted yet, and get them to the polls. It is that critical. Even if you have to take a day off of work to do it, our rights really depend on it right now. They're hanging by a fragile thread. And this election could make things, Mark, you've many times referenced what happened in Virginia. How all of a sudden in 1 year, boom, and everybody's gun rights is shredded and destroyed. I'm worried about that happening now, and particularly in your home state of Georgia. Things can move rather quickly, and once they move, it's very, very difficult to ever get our rights back.
Now, I'm assuming that you're talking in Georgia if Georgia were to flip, correct?
If Georgia were to flip, I'm very concerned what's going to happen in your state legislature for control there as well. I'm worried about the down ballot all across the country. We also have redistricting coming up. If the Democrats win and, and have control of everything, and the state a lot of state houses flip, it's not just going to be a 4-year Biden presidency. It's going to be a 10-year redistricting control for the anti-gun movement in this country.
How hard will it be, sir, for Republicans to gain a foothold if we lose this election on Tuesday, to regain a foothold? It is possible, entirely possible, with what the Democrats are trying to do to maintain absolute power in this country for a generation to come, that we could not see a Republican president again for some time to come. Is that true?
Well, if D.C. becomes a state and Puerto Rico becomes a state and falls into the Democratic sphere of influence, which everybody believes would happen, that's 4 more United States senators. That means you never get control of the Senate. That means more electoral votes that are going to go the wrong way on that next presidential election. Again, I mentioned redistricting with a lot of the state houses fall the wrong way. You can see the most worst case of gerrymandering you've ever seen in your life to make sure the Democrats control, the socialists are in control of our country forever.
Forever is a long time. So I guess my next question is, with this last couple minutes that I have with you, is if you see the fabric of, or if you feel that the fabric of our nation can fall apart, do you believe that there will be some type of fight to fix the problem? And if so, how would it manifest itself? And I say that in such a way that I'm not trying to lead anybody down any path. What I'm saying is that the smoke is out of the bottle, Alan. I do not believe the two sides are going to just shake hands and sing kumbaya together as we move forward into the future. It isn't going to happen. What do we do here?
I don't know. Let's wait and see what happens, Mark. I'm not preaching revolution, and that's what you're hinting at, and I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm not hinting at revolution. I guess what I'm asking is, with the short time that I have, is this fixable, or are we just going to have to be sheep for the rest of our lives?
Everything is fixable. I mean, freedom isn't going to go away. People are still going to cherish freedom. People are going to fight for that freedom. And this is a long-term battle, a long-term struggle. I mean, and we're going to have to be out there and out-organize and out-fundraise our opponents and make sure that our rights are protected. And that's what it's going to take.
Freedom will always prevail, ladies and gentlemen. I believe that deep in my heart. Sometimes it's an uphill struggle, as we all know. We got to win this battle on Tuesday, Election Day. Alan Gottlieb, founder, Second Amendment Foundation, thank you, sir, for everything you do. We'll be right back.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, Remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The voice of reason on KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker, and you're tuned into the Armed American Radio Network. Now let's get back to the man himself, Mark Walters.
Mr. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker up in Wichita, Kansas. Love you guys up there. Tremendous fan base of Armed American Radio up in Wichita, Kansas. You guys got some tough races going on in that state. We need Kansas to pull it out for Trump as well. Guys, a lot of stuff to talk with you about today. And for the remainder of the hour, I have my special guest host, I have a special guest host with me, someone whom I trust deeply when it comes to discussions such as these, which is why I wanted him on the show for the bulk of the 3 hours today. And on Tuesday, he'll be working with me on Election Day from 4 to 5 Eastern, 1 to 2 Pacific. And that is my dear friend and former One American News on-camera White House correspondent and Capitol Hill correspondent, the award-winning, Mr. Neil McCabe. Neil, how are you, brother?
Hey, fantastic, Mark. I actually did receive an award once.
I know. What was it?
I wrote an article when I was in Iraq as a public affairs sergeant and historian. I wrote an article about New York military police soldiers who are securing the national elections in the Basra province. And for that, the Military Police Association gave me a Silver Quill Award.
Nice. I'm just glad you didn't come on and say it was a bowling. You should be. I'm just glad you didn't come on and say it was a bowling award or something like that back when you were a kid. Okay. You probably have one of those too, but those don't count. Okay, Neil, guess what? We've got Sheriff Richard Mack, constitutional peace officer himself, on the line with us, and we're going to question him hardcore today and have some fun with us. Sheriff Mack, how are you, my friends? Always a pleasure, brother.
Hey, Mark. Thanks, man. This is a pretty nerve-wracking time for us all, but thanks so much for having me on and letting me on with Neil. I wish Neil would try to secure an election here in Arizona for us.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what. Neil, go ahead and talk with Sheriff Mack.
Yeah, let me just jump in. You know, Sheriff, the CSPOA does such great work, and I want to tell everybody to check out that website, and especially the Vet Your Sheriff program. But really, I want to focus. My real question for you, Sheriff, is, you know, sheriffs are very important in Arizona, and you know they went after Sheriff Joe, they went after Sheriff Paul Papu, and you know now they're saying that Arizona is in play for Biden. What's going on in Arizona? Like, what happened to Arizona? Can we relax about Arizona? Your boots on the ground. What's going on down there, Sheriff?
No, we can't relax at all because you have people like Cindy McCain and Jeff Flake, that are totally traitors. And let me tell you this about Cindy McCain. It has nothing to do with the policies that she's expressing. She and her husband were fighting with Donald Trump for the past 5 years. They even continued on after McCain passed away. They even used his funeral as a way of getting back at Trump. And I think it's so immature and so ridiculous that she would allow herself and her family to continue this fight even after her husband's death. I think that's so disgraceful. And for her to say that she likes the Biden values, what does that mean? Gun control, abortion, taxes, debt, dishonest foreign entanglements and making money for his family because of his name. And anybody who believes that Joe Biden didn't know about Hunter's tens of millions of dollars affairs with China, Ukraine, and Russia has got to be the biggest liar or the biggest idiot or both. And everybody in the entire country knows that Biden knew about it, that he lied about knowing about it, and that his son wouldn't make $1 million doing anything because he's too much of a drug addict and too much of an idiot to make money on his own. And he's pretty much blown all that money, ill-gotten money, on drugs anyway, drugs and prostitutes and all his other philandering. And so this whole thing, and Jeff Flake is going after Trump for one reason and one reason only, because Jeff Flake believes it was Trump's fault somehow that he only got single-digit polling of approval, and Jeff Flake pulled out of the election because he had no support from us in Arizona. And I'll tell you, I took that poll, and I couldn't stand Jeff Flake then, and I can't now because he's a he's a John McCain go-alonger, and he was going along with John McCain and doing exactly what McCain told him the whole time he was in office. And we were tired of voting for two separate guys, and it was only voting for one. And so these people that now think that voting for abortions and gun control and debt and corruption is part of the value system that we're now supporting – What a joke. They're all just trying to pay Trump back. And I'm going to tell you right now, the country should pay Trump back for all the good that he's done the last 4 years.
Hey, Sheriff, listen, well said on all counts. I've got a question for you based on I got a lot. I could take another 2 hours with you on that, but I don't have that time. The question I have is, what is causing this demographic shift in Arizona? Is this a Californication of the state?
That's easy. Illegal immigration.
Illegal immigration? What about Californication? Yeah. They're the same thing?
Yep,
they go hand in hand?
Absolutely true. Do you remember a guy by the name of Ronald Reagan?
See, he was my first vote, yes.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, he was governor in the 70s. He was governor of California. And illegal immigration and the influx of minority votes, voters in California and Arizona are what's changing the political demographics in those states. It's why Nancy Pelosi is now in charge of California instead of it being a Ronald Reagan state. And that is exactly what has happened. And the Clintons were really good at bringing minority groups in from foreign countries, whether they were legally here or not. They still got registered to vote, and they still are, and they're still voting, and 80% of those people are voting for Democrats. And they're getting a monopoly on political votes in this country, and that's one of the ways they're doing it. You can't get 40 million people in here within just the past 5 to 10 years and think it's not going to have an effect. It is.
Neil, that type of response from the sheriff means that shift, that this is a massive swing, is more than likely generational in nature. Neil, your thoughts?
Oh, well, you know, Bill Clinton swore in at least 2 million Mexicans as U.S. citizens in California, right. And he focused that all on Orange County, which was the heart and soul of the California Republican Party. And so the sheriff is absolutely correct. The generational thing is, you know, it's important. There are geographical and demographical things, but in the end, it really comes down to the issues. And so if Republicans make the case for gun rights, they will win the votes of gun owners. And gun owners show up, and there are more gun owners today than there were 4 years ago. And I don't hear a lot of Republicans, except for President Donald J. Trump, making the case for gun rights. And that's a very good way to lose.
We have 30 seconds, guys. Here's what I'm going to do. When we come back from the break, I want to ask you about the shift in strategy from the anti-gun groups relative to what Neil just mentioned. When you talk about how many more gun owners there are, the reason that the shift has occurred, why when here in the state of Georgia, when I hear Every Time for Gun Safety sponsored, it wasn't about gun control. It was about health care. I want to talk with both of these gentlemen about that. They know there are 17 million new gun owners in America. They know their issue is a losing one. Donald Trump is talking about guns. Why aren't the rest of the country? And can what happened in Virginia as a result of this happen to the nation if all gun owners vote? Back after this.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
68 years ago this month, Victory at Sea, a World War II documentary television series, premiered over on NBC. The series marked one of the first opportunities for average Americans to have such major world events beamed directly into their living rooms via the new medium of television. And now this Emmy and Peabody Award-winning series has made its way to Armed American Radio listeners on DVD. Originally sold on television for $199.99, you can get all 26 groundbreaking episodes that have been digitally restored for the unbelievable price of just $9.99. But you must hurry. This offer is limited to the first 100 Armed American Radio buyers. Simply text the word VICTORY, V-I-C-T-O-R-Y, to 58445. That's VICTORY to 58445 and place your order today. Text keyword to short code to agree to receive recurring automated promotional and personalized marketing text messages, e.g. cart reminders from Pulse TV. Consent is not a condition of any purchase. Text HELP for support or stop to cancel. Message and data rates may apply. Message frequency varies. Visit pulsetv.com/security.asp for privacy and attn.tv/pulsetv/terms.html for terms.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
You are doing that. Indeed, you are. That is one of those no-brainer deals. If you drink coffee, why would you not drink coffee that donates your portion of the profits of what you paid for to the Second Amendment Foundation? That's my choice. But why would you not do that? To me, it's just one of those stupid, it's so easy, it's stupid. Okay. DefenderCoffee.com. And in addition to that, use the promo code AAR and get 15% off the order. It's a no brainer. Go over and check out Defender Coffee. I'm drinking iced Defender Coffee right now in my Fighting Solves Everything mug. Crossbreed Holsters, of course, the Second Amendment Foundation, gunbroker.com. I spoke with Patricia Huff today to let you know this is normally the show that we would be doing the best sellers in new and used categories. But because of the election, we're putting that off until next week. We agreed to do that for next week. So she'll be with us either live or we'll tape it in advance for you. Gunbroker.com. Make sure to visit the site. Many of you are. Lead Slingers Whiskey. This is the Lead Slingers Whiskey microphone. And we're in the Crossbreed Holster Studios, of course. North American Arms. Sadie was feeling a little bit under the weather, so we're going to let her get better. Bring her on to the show possibly next week. MyPillow.com. No brainer. Your pet can sleep on their products. You can sleep on their products. You can sleep under their products. You can towel off with their products. And the left hates him. Mike Lindell, they can't stand him because he's a Christian. And he said a prayer with the president in the Rose Garden at a press conference. And they hate him for it. We love him for it. That's what we love about Mike Lindell. The promo code at MyPillow is AAR. Take advantage of it. You've got the holidays coming up. Send a gift and use the AAR promo code, support Armed American Radio and him. And in addition to that, of course, Car Arms is going to be with us. We'll have CEO Justin Moon. And all of this is being presented to you by X Insurance. Before I go back to my guests, very quickly, what is X Insurance? Here's what it is. It's a real liability insurance policy from an AM Best A-rated real insurance company that writes you a real insurance policy in your real name. Here's what it's not. It's not a third-party member benefit program. It's not a policy written to one of those third-party companies in their name that then lists you as an additional insured by virtue of the fact that you're a member of that company. So I ask you, isn't it time you got a real policy in your real name? You can visit xinsurance.com for a real liability insurance quote. I have the product myself. I have it for a reason, because that's the way I cover all of my, it's the way I cover my home, my autos, my boats, my everything. I don't have third-party member programs. I have a real policy written to me. More about that later in the show as well. Let's go back to Neil McCabe. Neil, quickly, put an exclamation point on where we were in the last break, and then lead us with Sheriff Mack. You heard what I said coming out of the break. I'd like to get your commentary on that, and then Sheriff Mack's as well. Go ahead.
Well, you know, there are generational and demographic shifts that are in play in politics, but those are actually working in favor of gun owners and gun rights. There are young people and women who are now, you know, major parts of the growth in gun ownership. And these are people who typically are voting against gun rights candidates, but they're going to find themselves saying, hey, I bought a gun because I'm afraid of that mob coming down my street. I'm not giving up my gun on January 20th, no matter who the president is. And so I think that's actually working in our favor. But, you know, what the sheriff is talking about in Arizona is very, very scary because, you know, you have these states that are sort of locked down, right? When Ronald Reagan won in 1980, I remember my high school social studies teacher had handed out the map, and he said, okay, the first thing we do is everything west of the Mississippi, color in for Reagan. And that isn't true anymore.
No, it's not only is it not true anymore, it's probably not going to be seen again for a great time, for a great amount of time. Sheriff Mack, welcome back in, my friend.
Yeah, well, I think the perspective is sort of what Neil was alluding to, and maybe a little bit not, and it's this. The tens of thousands of people who have been buying guns, who are new gun owners, are not necessarily changing a lot of their political views. They're still for socialism. They're still for the Democrats. But what they're not for is being left disarmed in the middle of all the violence going on because of the Democrats. And let's call a spade there. The violence happening in America is promoted by the Democrats. People are not seeing who to blame. They're just seeing, I'm sick and tired of being a victim. I'm not going to leave my family and myself without being armed. And so a lot of people are just seeing the intelligence of being armed. They're not changing the rest of their views. And we've seen that somewhat because we've seen that in the past, because if all Christians and all gun owners would vote for Donald Trump, he would be winning in a landslide. He wouldn't be behind in a single poll. He wouldn't be behind in a single state, except maybe California and Hawaii. But because of this, people are just wanting to be armed, and they're doing it without changing a lot of their political nature.
Sheriff, I've made this. I agree with you 100%. I know a lot of Democrats who own guns. A couple have called me for advice on purchasing their first gun over the last few weeks. And I think that's great, because I think those people in the long run can be fixed. I think they're fixable.
Hopefully it's a step in the right direction.
A step in the right direction. However, I'm under no illusions here. And I don't want you, listener, to be under any illusions either. You cannot be a gun rights activist and pull the lever for Democrats. You cannot. You cannot. What you can be is a Democrat who likes guns. But as the sheriff just said, you have other issues that are more important to you than gun rights. You have a right to buy a gun and own a gun in this country. So you exercise that right because you don't like what you see. That's great. I'm glad you did that. That's your human right to do so. I wish you would move with us. And when it comes to politics. But they don't care, because they're under this guise that they believe Joe Biden. No, I'm not going to take your guns. I'm not going to take your guns. They don't mind jumping through hoops to get guns. They don't care about infringements, Sheriff. They just want the gun. Now, we are seeing a lot of liberals in California, as you well know, in other states, that are all of a sudden trying to buy a gun and finding out it's a 50-day process to get a card to be able to go into a gun shop to buy a gun. Then it's a 10-day wait. And then the NICS checks are backed up 30 days, and they're going, hey, wait a minute. So there are some that are seeing the light, right?
Yeah, they are, and a lot of them are moving, too. And so there's another part of the demographics for Texas and Arizona and maybe a couple other states. But it's destroying politics either way you look at it. It's destroying the two-party system, and the Democrats are coming out of this with a huge monopoly on government.
If they win on Tuesday.
Yeah, and that's what still has my butt puckered.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, that was, boy, Sheriff Mack, we're going to have you on next. Can I put you on the spot now and ask you to come on for some election coverage analysis on next Sunday's show?
Absolutely. Yeah,
good.
Absolutely, man.
Sheriff Mack, Sheriff Mack will be back with us. Listeners and viewers, if you're watching on Facebook, you just heard that. We're going to have Sheriff Mack back on. We're going to do a full hour with them if we can work that out schedule-wise. Neil McCabe, you're going to be back with me for the remainder of the show. You're not going anywhere, correct, my friend?
Correct, sir.
Absolutely. You are here and reported for duty, and I can't wait. AWR Hawkins will be joining us in the next hour. And then I'll have 30 minutes of downtime alone with Neil. And we're going to talk, well, we're going to talk wide open for you. And we're going to give you some predictions as well. We'll be back after this break. Don't go away. Important show.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
On the Armed American Radio Network.